My Kind of Town is the segment, and today, look, a wonderful place, Carnarvon. We're about 900 kilometres north of Perth, at the mouth of the Gascoyne River, on the Indian Ocean, of course. A population of nudging the sort of 5,000 mark. Nestled in there at the Carnarvon Caravan Park is Cindy Barrett. Cindy, welcome.
Hello.
Let me tell you my Carnarvon story to start. Now, this is back in the early 2000s, and I was on a round Australia trip with my family. We were doing the lap clockwise in the dead of winter. And we didn't really work out how cold it was going to be, and we didn't actually feel comfortable or warm until we got to Carnarvon.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought, what a wonderful place. Suddenly it's warm.
Yeah.
You have a beautiful climate there.
Yep. We average 26 degrees all the year round.
Which is absolutely glorious. Yeah. And you have good winter rains.
We're pretty dry at the moment.
Yep.
We haven't had good rains for a while, but we're hoping this year we'll get a river.
You get it now, getting a river, so that comes and goes.
Mm-hmm. Carnarvon's actually got an upside-down river. That means that the water runs under the ground.
Yep.
Known as this, yeah. That supports all the plantations that we have in the area.
Now, those plantations, predominantly bananas?
Oh, no. No, not only bananas now.
Hmm.
Tomatoes, mangoes, capsicums. They started growing onions. They just about cover the whole food range.
Which is remarkable. I mean, and speaks for your climate and I guess, too, for the good access. You've got obviously a port there, and there's good connection with the rest of the country.
Mm-hmm, that's correct. Mainly the port's used for a fishing, though. There's abundance of seafood and fish comes into our port. And mainly all the produce from the plantations go by road.
Now, your caravan park is one of seven, as I understand it, in Carnarvon.
Mm.
So that tells me there's the odd visitor.
We have an abundance of visitors. Our season is in the winter, unlike most coastal towns that would have the top tourist season in around Christmas.
Yep.
Our season starts around about, we usually say Mother's Day, May, June, and then it finishes around about Father's Day in September, October.
Now, if I was turning up pulling the van in the middle of winter and I said, Cindy, I'm here for a couple of days, what should I do? What would you suggest?
Suggest what you'd like to do in town.
Mm.
Well, there's lots to do. You could go fishing. you could go for a walk on the One Mile Jetty. There's a big One Mile Jetty, and there's
which is pretty spectacular.
Yeah, and then there's the Heritage and Culture. There's a Shearing Hall of Fame. There's a Carnarvon Tramway which runs on the One Mile Jetty. There's a museum there. There's a war memorial. And then also you can catch history and heritage with the OTC dish.
Ah, of course, because, yes, that space tracking dish there
mm-hmm.
goes back, doesn't it?
Yes, and we actually had Buzz Aldrin visit us in 2012 in June, and he opened the small part of the museum, and since then Andy Thomas has opened up the big museum.
Now, it's a town which has a reasonably recent history, founded in 1883, so, I mean, it goes back, but not that far, and it must have been, pretty remote in those days. And
there was a lot going on around the 60s because of all that, to do with America and the man going to the moon and all that. Just at the OTC dish, what's now the museum, where they used to work, they used to employ 40 people there.
Right, so that was a bit of a boom period.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, there was a lot going on around that time.
And good to see, though, that agriculture has stepped up since then. As you say, amazing diversity. So it must be a very fertile area.
Oh, yes. Just add water and anything grows.
That water's the tricky bit, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. The town's actually like a town that you can only go in one way. Bit like Albany down south.
Yep.
That's where we were originally from. But you can't, you come in the same way as you come out the same way, yeah, on one road, because it's the end of the town's waterway. That's how lucky we are. You go shopping, take the kids for a stroll along the waterway, or ride a push bike, or go and play on the big playground they've got there now, and yeah, it's gorgeous.
Speaking of big, you've got the odd big banana there.
We have got there's one big banana here, and then in the season, in the busy season, we have the courtyard craft markets and the Gascoigne growers markets, and they also do a Gascoigne food trail.
So it's a pretty healthy town.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, pollution-free. That's why we live here.
And do people, Sydney, they come to Carnarvon and stick? Is it a place that, I really like this place, I'm gonna stay here for a while? Does it have that sort of effect?
It's kind of a boomerang town. I think once you've been here, you want to go back, come back. Yeah, absolutely. Fishing's really good here too.
What's
but I'm not allowed to tell anybody that.
Well, don't give away the spots either. What's running at the moment?
At the moment, I'm not too sure, because we've been so busy with Christmas parties. we haven't been.
No time to get out on the boat.
Okay.
Well,
Cindy,
please.
We usually get the nice pinkies and jewfish and all that sort of good fish. Yeah.
Well, it is one of the great revelations, is the further north you go in Australia, the better the fishing gets. And something people down south don't quite get until they get up your way.
No, that's right, yeah.
Cindy, thank you. A little window there on the beautiful town of Carnarvon, up north of Perth in Western Australia, with an upside-down river that, who knows, may flow again soon. Cindy Barrett with you, and you'll find Cindy if you're passing through at the Carnarvon Caravan Park. Cindy, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. My pleasure.
That's my kind of town. We'll be heading off somewhere else. We'll let it be a surprise tomorrow morning here on RN Summer Breakfast.